You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Human Services Committee wants to get the word out about the 24-hour crisis helpline, 518-828-9446. Those seeking help for opioid abuse, mental health issues, domestic violence, and homelessness can call 518-828-9446 24 hours a day and be referred for emergency services. During regular business hours, the calls are answered at the County Mental Health Center in Hudson. At times outside of regular business hours, the county sheriff's office answers and routes the caller to the appropriate service provider, a licensed behavioral health professional on duty. The committee is currently at work on ways to improve the hotline and has a plan for a publicity campaign to spread awareness of the service. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Two proposed solar farms projects are currently under review by the Greenville Planning Board. The farms would be developed by Cypress Creek Renewables, LLC, a national solar energy provider. The proposed facilities would be located on the west side of Route 32, each occupying approximately 20 to 25 acres and producing 2 megawatts of power. Quote, the intent is to generate renewable energy in a community so it can be consumed locally, end quote, said John Reagan, Senior Zoning and Outreach Manager for Cypress Creek. He said residents and businesses will be able to purchase energy from the company at or below existing rates. The two Greenville projects represent a $4 million investment apiece, of which $2 million would be locally spent. The board met last week with Cypress Creek to discuss the state environmental quality review. Individual board members expressed concern over the impact the farms would have on the town, its environment and quality of life, especially for those living nearby. The process will continue when the planning board meets next month and planners further discuss the impacts of the proposed project. A public hearing could be held in October. The Greenville Planning Board will next meet at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, September 6th at Town Hall, 11159 Route 32 in Greenville. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Lauren Stanforth and Casey Seiler are reporting in the Times Union. State Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan released a statement Sunday, August 6th, saying he recently completed treatment for an alcohol problem. The 56-year-old Long Island lawmaker has led the chamber for 2 years. He said he sought help for a problem that was worsened by the pressure of his leadership role. Quote, recently I recognized that alcohol was becoming a crutch to deal with the pressure I was under related to my responsibilities as majority leader of the New York State Senate, end quote, said Flanagan. Flanagan's spokesperson said he did not know the length of the senator's course of treatment or where he received it. Flanagan was first elected to the Assembly in 1986 at age 25, following the sudden death of his father. He was elected to the Senate in 2002. Read the full story in the Times Union. And Route 385 in Coxsackie will be blocked off for approximately 2 weeks, beginning Monday, October 7th, while the New York Department of Transportation replaces a drain between Hollister and Church Streets, according to the Coxsackie Fire Department. A car detour will route traffic via Sutton Place, Farm to Market Road, Stacy Road, and Sunset Boulevard. Trucks use Route 9W and Route 23. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.